Welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. My guest today, Kim Redden with the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee. Kim, how are you?
I'm great, Jesse. Thanks for having me on here.
Hey, I appreciate you joining us today here on the American Ag Network. We're talking E15. You know, E15's been in the news quite a bit here lately, especially the EPA announced it's approved a change in the fuel requirements. It's allowing E15 to be sold year-round in the Kansas City metro area. I know that was a big thing. And, you know, a lot of folks are starting to see E15 more at the pump in their states. I think just to start, though, tell us a little bit about E15 and that blend of ethanol fuel. Can you talk a little bit about just what E15 is for folks that don't know?
Sure. Yeah. Any listeners that don't know, I would say E15 is made from grain corn. If you're not aware of that, most ethanol in the United States is made from grain corn. And it's a process really similar to making beer. You know, you ferment the corn and it turns into grain corn alcohol, and there's co-products that come out of it, like a high protein cattle feed, dried distiller's grain or a wet distiller's grain, often referred to as DDGs. And there's also carbon dioxide that comes out of the process that they capture and they use to make dry ice or use for carbonated beverages around the country. Corn oil, a commercial grade, not a consumer grade, is also a co-product out of the process. So lots of great stuff that comes out of making ethanol, and ethanol is great for up in our octane in our gas tank, which is really the whole reason that we're talking about ethanol.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we think about it, and the E15 is kind of that next step. We've seen, you know, most everybody has E10 available, and that's been at the pump for quite some time, or, you know, E85, which is a higher blend of, you know, ethanol, flex fuel vehicles can have the E85 in them. But E15 is, you know, kind of that next step up. We're blending more ethanol into gasoline, and you talk about the higher octanes, et cetera. How is E15 better for the environment, Kim?
Well, we were talking about octane just a little bit ago. And so petroleum products, their octane rating is about 87. And grain corn alcohol octane rating is 113. So it's naturally higher in octane, gives our engines more power and burns cleaner. So it's better for the environment. Those are kind of the two big wins. And I always point out that corn as a plant absorbs carbon from the atmosphere. And I always think that that's a really cool factor that often gets overlooked. Certainly not every person knows that. So I try to point it out because I think it's an added benefit of producing corn, right? You know, in our midsection of the state of the country, that we're doing a lot for the environment by growing it, the many, many things that we can make from it, including grain corn alcohol.
Well, talking on the consumer side first, before we talk more about farmers, because obviously our farmers and those in agriculture know a lot about ethanol and E15. But for the consumers, I feel like there's still some people who don't quite understand ethanol in some cases. And they always hear about the fights between, you know, big oil and ethanol and agriculture. But how is, you know, a blend like E15 being more readily available, expanded use, how does that benefit consumers? Can you talk about that a little bit?
That is definitely a win for consumers, I feel like. And I do wish there was less controversy or less myths about E15, especially. Cars 2001 and newer can use E15. So a consumer can have a lot of confidence that if they have a 2001 or newer vehicle, that they could put E15 in their tank. There's a great map at getbiofuel.com where you can look up a station near you. If you're in Colorado, you can go to lookforthebluehose.com. If you're in Kansas, there's a fueledbykansas.com. So there are a few places where you can find those stations offering that. But it's cheaper, typically less expensive than regular gasoline, and burns cleaner, like we were talking about. You know, the big benefit is just being able to use it right now, today. If you, I don't know what you drive, Jesse, but I drive a Volkswagen. So, you know, which I've had everything from cars and trucks to what I'm driving right now. We have a Nissan pickup and this, you know, car that we drive, and we can put E15 in those vehicles. So, which is great. It's something that I can pull up to the pump and do today, and know that I'm making a difference. And I think that's what consumers may want to know. It's not going to hurt their engine. They can do it right now. They don't have to go buy a new car. Retailers can offer it at their station, and they can offer it year round, as we were saying, which is a bonus. So there's really not a downside to E15. Mm-hmm. I have not found one yet.
Yeah. Well, I drive a Nissan truck myself as well. So, I mean, I'm a good user of E15. Let's right talk on the producer side, on the farmer side. Obviously, it would seem like a given that having more of a need for more corn to blend into ethanol with higher blends, that would benefit farmers with prices and everything of that nature. Can you speak to how it benefits farmers more, you know, some of the good benefits for them?
Yeah, it definitely benefits our farm communities. And I would say our rural community and our economy in general in the United States, because there's over 20 billion miles that have been driven on E15. And we haven't even really scratched the surface as to how much we can continue to put that in our gas tank and clean our air. It's reduced tailpipe emissions 50%. So if we continue to grow that, the farm community definitely benefits from that. The plants where ethanol is made benefits from that. And then, of course, consumers do, because all of those dollars go right back into our economy. We're not shipping in a product from overseas. We're actually making it here. It's renewable. It grows, you know, year after year. And we're not taking up more ground to do it. We're doing it on existing ground, and we're getting way more efficient at it than we ever were, you know, even 10 years ago. So it's a cool opportunity for us to make a big impact with consumers' wallets, our economy, and our clean air quality. So again, well, no, of course,
yeah, you mentioned the economy as well. And I know our, you know, folks throughout the entire country have been impacted by COVID-19 this last year. And I know our ethanol plants and farm communities through the Midwest and the Plain States have been affected greatly by COVID-19 as well. So it's nice to get some more demand out there for E15, Kim.
It is. It is. And I appreciate you helping us get the word out for that.
Definitely. Well, Kim, if producers want to learn more or consumers want to learn more about the benefits of E15, what are some ways they could do that?
I really encourage them to use that website we talked about earlier, that getbiofuel.com, for a map or for information. Look for the bluehose.com. Also great information at that site in addition to a map as well.
Well, again, Kim Redden with the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee, I appreciate you taking the time to join us here today on American Ag Today. And I wish you a great rest of your week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Jesse. Really appreciate it.
And you've been listening to another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen, wishing you and yours a great rest of your day.